Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm really so glad you're with us, because even though today is well into the new year, January 17th, 2016. I've got to get used to saying that. We are actually still in Ireland, and it is New Year's Day, and you're going to hear this hour from me. You can hear the clunking and the clashing of dishes and silverware and people chatting in the background. I am starting the new year in one of my favorite places in the world. A, in Ireland, and B, at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, County Dublin, which is about a 30-minute drive, depending on whatever traffic you might run into. So if you're not on business and you don't have to be in rush hour traffic, it's a 30-minute drive into downtown Dublin. You can also take the Lewis. There's other transportation that you can take that will get you into Dublin, so you can leave your car parked at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford. And it is a quirky, whimsical, sense of humor, marvelous, contemporary, modern hotel. It's also about literally a five-minute drive. Not an Italian five-minute drive, which will take you 2 hours. A real five-minute drive to the Dundrum Mall, which after the new year has the best sales, the best stores, and a movie cinema complex with, I don't know, probably 10 or more theaters. Oh, there's at least 12 now that I think about it, because I can think of theater number 12, and so I don't know if it goes higher than that. But the new films that are starting today, January 1st, are now available. So later today, first we're going over to visit the Guinness Storehouse and catch up on all those things we heard about from Paul Carty, the managing director of the Guinness Storehouse, when we had him on the air in September or October of 2015. And I promised we'd stop by. So we've got a private tour waiting for us there. And then we're going off to the Dundrum Mall so we can see The Danish Girl and the film Joy. And I just can't think of a better way to start the new year. We actually started the day at my favorite table in their restaurant. When you enter the restaurant, there are two half-circle booths, and I like the one on the right. And the lighting fixture looks like a big giant-sized lampshade. And around the back of the semicircular booth, there is a filmy kind of sheer curtain. So you feel like you've entered your own little tent built for the Pasha in an oasis in the desert. And we've just had the loveliest breakfast with the biggest croissants I've ever seen. But not only were they big, they actually were good. Because except for being in France, in most of Europe, the croissants are terrible. And in the U.S., those things they serve in restaurants that they call croissants, I'm here to tell you, not so much. But these croissants, they tasted like the ones you get in France, only twice the size. They look like giant Chesapeake Bay crabs. I mean, they were so big. But delicious and flaky and tasteful and perfect. And behind all that perfection and the amazing food that is served at the Beacon, you know, I have to have Asian food at least once a week. I literally could eat it every day. I go into withdrawal pains if I don't get my Asian food. And here on the menu at the Beacon Hotel, you will find so many dishes that are truly Asian-inspired, Asian flair, Asian fusion, and downright delicious. And I have been munching my way through the menu the last couple of days. So I was so happy in the midst of this holiday busyness here at the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford County, Dublin, Ireland. You got to put this place on your must-visit list. It's right off of the highway called the M for motorway, the M50. And remember, if you get stuck with that toll, you've got to pay it within 8 hours, people. You go online, you pay the toll. Don't forget about paying it, or the toll keeps getting higher and higher until they take your house away. But it's right off the M50, which you can shoot right around into Dublin on, or you can take the back road streets and do the same thing. It's also a great place to base yourself if you want to go touring in Wicklow or Wexford. You go to Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, Powers Court Falls, even Malahide, where they have concerts, and it's a beautifully furnished mansion, historic home. And so this is a great place to stay, because then you don't have to fight the traffic in Dublin or pay the outrageous costs for parking in Dublin, like every city in the world, where the parking costs are ridiculous. And you can hop right on the highway and head toward any place you want to go. And so we're going to be doing that right after we talk with San, whose full name I'm going to try to pronounce without killing, right after these important important messages. So stay with me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure, or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
Everybody eats when they come to my home. I'm with San, whose full name is Tamilarasan.
You done that, yeah? Very good.
You did very good on that, yeah. And he is the executive chef here at the Beacon in Sandyford County, Dublin. Now, Paul Fitzpatrick, who owns and is the hands in every pot family member who oversees all things at this hotel, also does the same thing at the Beacon, the Morgan Hotel on Fleet Street in Dublin, which is in the Temple Bar section of Dublin, which is like Soho in New York, a very trendy happening area right near Trinity College and a block off the River Liffey. And also now the Spencer Hotel, which has been open a little over a year at this point.
It is, yeah.
Have you, San, worked in the other properties or only here at the Beacon?
Basically, we are doing in the Spencer since we have taken over, because very successful. We are running in the Maita restaurant in the Beacon Hotel, the Sandyford, as you mentioned, for modern Asian food. And the owner of the hotel, Paul Fitzpatrick, he's more imaginary, dynamic man. So he wanted something he wanted to do, which is not people not doing in other place. So successfully, this place is very, very good in success. And then he put it very strong recommendations, the restaurants in the new Spencer Hotel, which is we are doing very, very well past year now. Hopefully now 2016, we are looking forward to change a few more varieties, more items and things. And also we have on the road, we have a plan to change our look of Beacon restaurants. Maybe next trip you come
along. Don't take my favorite table away. I want to have a plaque, a brass plaque made and installed on the top of this table that says, "This is Stephanie Abrams' favorite table." I love this. It's like a private cave. I love this table.
So maybe you come in the next trips, and then maybe a tour, 2 months or 3 months after, maybe you look a little bit different things, which is we're going to start very soon. And the menu, yes, we're going to change another 3 weeks' time. So we're going to bring a new, more Asian kind of a stuff. which is I'm not only playing on Thai cuisine. No. As you mentioned that I'm playing with the Asian cuisines, which is you can see in my menus.
Right.
You can see Chinese, even you can see some Indian food there. You can see some Vietnamese, Cambodians, Indonesians, Singaporean, even I
it
name
really
it.
It really is Asian fusion.
Yeah, so I love to play on this kind of ground, which is people can have a very good share experience Asian cuisines, not only in the Thai cuisines, rather
right.
than focus on that. So that's the main reason I believe myself, which is success in these restaurants, success to me, and for the buildings as well, you know, the people know, especially in the local area.
So
yes,
do
we
do you oversee the food selection, service, preparation only here at the Beacon, or are you involved with the Spencer and the Morgan?
I do involved in the Spencer, which is more in the Asian food. Then yes, we have our teams working there, our colleagues, the chefs there. And
but for people who are not into Asian cuisine, and if you're not, it's probably because you've never eaten good Asian food. I mean, far too many Americans think Asian food is chicken chow mein, which isn't even really a Chinese dish. It's an American invention.
Yes, it is.
And as a result, it's because it's, you know, they think that that's what Chinese or Asian food is, and I'm here to tell you, no. You know, the first time I had Vietnamese food, I was panicked over the whole idea, and I'm going to share with you why right after this important message. So
yeah.
Stay with me. Live from the Beacon Hotel in Sandyford, County Dublin, Ireland. This is New Year's Day, even though it's the 17th of January, people. I don't want to fool you. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
I'll bet you could use some adventure in your life. It's time to make that bucket list trip a reality. Let me introduce you to Colette, a family-owned guided travel company that has been around since 1918. The entire Colette team shares a passion for travel. Across all 7 continents, they'll seamlessly take care of all the details of your journey. Whether you're setting out to experience Yellowstone National Park, the Great Wall of China, or the magic of Rome, the only thing you'll need to do is pack. They'll take care of everything else. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. Now that's pampering. For details on Colette's comprehensive land tours, river cruises, rail journeys, small group trips, and more, check out their website at gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com. Or call 877-760-7616. That's 877-760-7616.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be sitting at my favorite table at the Beacon Hotel in County Dublin. In the town called Sandyford, which is ideally located for touring all those satellite places around Dublin that you want to visit, and also for getting into Dublin. And very modern, contemporary, fun. When you walk in the lobby, you'll see why. Go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And go to the photo galleries or put into the search box Beacon Hotel Dublin photos. And you'll see some of the photos that, I mean, they've got a kind of sofa, a place to park yourself in the lobby that is about 12 to 15 feet long. And it's leather and it's shades of brown leather stitched together to look like a giant-sized leaf in the fall. And you sit on that, and there are little cubes next to it where you can put a drink. And then they've added, about a year or so ago, circular marble, about 24-inch round diameter, flat-top pieces of a table. You know, just the tops, in the middle, down the middle of the leaf, so you can put your drink down next to you. And then they've got a four-poster bed in the lobby that's been converted into a sofa that you can stretch your body out on or sit and relax on the pillows. Or you walk in, there's this bed in the lobby. It's right next to the bar, by the way, so it's very convenient if you decide you want to pass out. But I'm with San, who is the executive chef here at the Beacon and oversees truly what's cooking over at the Spencer Hotel, the newest of the Fitzpatrick lifestyle hotels in the Dublin area. The other hotel that Paul Fitzpatrick oversees and manages and directs is the Morgan, which is in the Temple Bar happening section of... it's right next to the Hard Rock Cafe, so that'll give you some feeling for, you know, how lively and jivey the Temple Bar section is, right near Trinity College. So, and Dublin itself has a population, if things haven't changed since last I looked, where at least 50% of the population is under 25 years old. So it's all, there is just this heartbeat of energy that it is just natural to Dublin. And I wanted to tell you, San, about my great fear the first time that I went to a Vietnamese restaurant.
Okay.
We were going with friends, those of you living in Berkshire County or in New York City who might know Morton, may he rest in peace, Morton Levy and his wife Georgette told us they were taking us to a restaurant in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, called the Orient Express, which made me very happy because, you know, that I like Asian food, so
something
Orient
different.
Express, well, and I thought it's going to be a Chinese restaurant. Yeah. As we approach, underneath, or there's a, somewhere in the signage, it indicates it's Vietnamese cuisine.
Okay.
And all I could think of was napalm. I mean, okay. I thought, what do I know? All I know is it's a place that we bombed out and scorched the earth.
Okay.
And I just didn't, you know, and I'm not very adventurous with food because I have food allergies.
All right.
Not many, but mostly tropical fruit like pineapple and honeydew.
Okay.
And so I wasn't in any big hurry, and I was planning as we entered this restaurant, I'll have some soup that's like a chicken broth consistency. That'll be good.
With the noodle.
Right. And I'll have some noodles, and maybe there's something with some lettuce, or I'll have some rice.
Yes, yes.
And then I won't starve to death, but, you know, eating was not going to be on the menu for
okay.
me. And Morton took over the ordering because I wouldn't have known what to order anyway. And he ordered happy pancakes and shaken beef.
It's okay.
And they looked so lovely, and they smelled so good, and I tasted the beef, and it reminded me there's a menu item you often see in Asian restaurants called Mongolian steak.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
it tasted yeah, like. Yeah, yeah. It may well have been.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lovely, light seasoning, lovely, light flavor. Unlike Chinese food, practically nothing oily or greasy, because Chinese food tends to have a lot of oil and
oil and the starchy.
Right,
the
exactly.
Starchy
this was
yes.
light. It was delicate. It was flavorful. It was well prepared, beautifully presented. And hi, y'all, at the Orient Express over in West Stockbridge. For those of you listening on WBRK 101.7 FM in Pittsfield and WSBS in Great Barrington. So there was something about the preparation that was very French. And without really thinking, by the time it came out of my mouth, the connection was made. It was Chinese food gone French. And you could see, because of the French occupation of Vietnam before we fell into that horror story, that the French had an effect on the Asian cuisine. And what emerged was this Vietnamese food that was exquisite.
It is, it is. Because I have experience in the Vietnam, anyway, so...
Now, where were you born, son?
Yeah?
Where were you born?
In Malaysia, 1967.
Where?
In Malaysia, Kuala where? Lumpur.
Okay, oh, beautiful city. When did you leave there? That long ago.
That long ago, yeah. 2001, I came to the islands,
okay.
But anyway, so I've been in a Vietnam. This is my experience, serious experience. Because my thought all the ways, I think Vietnam is like a more rice-eating country. And noodles, you know, the kind of stuff
right.
are more the Asian. But the first impression I got it, the bike, the small bike man carrying a French loaf, cover up all the bicycles, cover, you won't see the bicycle guys doing the bicycle on that.
So and that's much carrying baguettes.
Baguettes. Okay. That much baguettes. And then all the street on the right and the left and right, you can see the small little tables which they're selling with the baguettes and the coffees, black coffees. So that's very
that's a very different impression that because you think of Asia, you don't
Asian.
Think of bread, you think of rice, and
rice.
You don't think of coffee, you think of tea.
Exactly. And then it's
so
all
this
it's
was all the French
and influence and
then ultimately probably
ultimately
the American influence.
Americans. Exactly. That's the thing. So again when their food is very healthy food. Very healthy food. Very healthy food. Very healthy food.
Yeah.
It is very healthy food because they are more in the chicken broth, you know, they go for more vegetable kind of thing. They eat more fish kind of.
More fish, more,
rice. More, and then they do more rice. Maybe you try the spring roll, Vietnamese spring roll.
Oh, that
with
was so good. I had the duck one.
Duck, you. That's like
I had the duck spring roll.
Duck spring roll. It's more like a aromatic duck, I believe. But that's more in Chinese way. But if you try the Vietnamese rice papers, they put it more lettuce, cucumbers, some mint leaf, and then some carrots, and then they wrap it, and then you eat fresh mint all blend together. I mean,
it's delicious.
Delicious.
We don't see much of that.
Yeah,
in the U.S.
They are very good on that.
Because you know what it reminds me of? What the mint does to whatever it is you're eating in the Asian cooking that I've experienced here at the Beacon is what dill does to fish.
Yes.
It gives it that fresh
exactly
flavor. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams with my on-air travel companion, David Isby. Seasoned travelers know that October through March is the value pack time to go to Europe, and it's the smart season for travelers to go to Ireland.
October through March offers smart season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer.
There are more airlines flying to Ireland offering competitive airfares during smart season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels, and inns, all with cheery fireplaces and warm welcomes waiting for you.
You can experience the best of Ireland by combining city and countryside visits to Dublin and Wicklow, Belfast to the Antrim Coast, or Galway to Connemara.
Don't miss ongoing festivals around the Emerald Isle, including Dublin's Tradfest in January with the best traditional Irish music, and the St. Patrick's Day week-long festival celebrations.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com and call your travel agent.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind. and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of getting the attention of Son. He is the executive chef at the Beacon in Sandyford in County Dublin. And what a wonderful place to start off the new year, I have to tell you. So if you could use a breakaway, people, this is the time to do it. And there's some fabulous airfares now through the end of March, beginning of April, because this is truly the smart season for travel, where you will get the best rates that you'll get all year long, both with the airlines and every place else you go. Son, I have a question. In the U.S., if you go into the supermarket,
okay,
you're going to pay dearly,
okay,
for buying, whether it's canned or frozen or fresh,
okay,
asparagus, artichokes, and olives.
Okay.
Now, when I go to Spain, other people are coming home with shopping bags filled with leather, shoes and belts and coats and jackets and,
okay,
vests and... And I'm carrying back asparagus and olives and artichokes.
Okay.
And not fresh, people, because they'll give you a hard time and take it away from you when you try to get into the U.S. So the Department of Agriculture will not allow that to happen. But if you buy the already prepared in the jar with the lid on and it's the seal vacuum packed.
Yes, yes.
So also I recommend if you do that you buy these giant tin cans. They're aluminum. They look like what kippers or sardines would come in, only they're bigger. And you've got the asparagus in that because the glass jars can break. And sometimes what happens with the deep pressure, the cabin pressure changes in the aircraft taking off and landing, the lid will actually pop.
Mm-hmm.
And the juice inside of the jar of asparagus will leak over. I'm telling you from history, this happened to me. I hated it. And the water comes out of the juice comes out of the asparagus, and then the shopping bag it's in gets wet, and then you lift it up and the thing falls and you got asparagus all over the floor of the plane. So you don't want to do that. But the metal things are really wonderful. But one of the reasons I do this and import my own vegetation,
okay,
is that you could buy a year's supply of asparagus in Spain,
mm-hmm,
and it's that big, you know, the size of your thumb,
yes,
gorgeous,
yes,
delicious,
yes, it is,
and the white asparagus, yes, too. You could buy a year's supply for what it costs you for one can of asparagus or one bunch of asparagus in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
It is so inexpensive there. Another thing that's very costly in the U.S. is if, you know, sometimes I buy the little cans of the button mushrooms that look like the buttons on your chef's jacket.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, you know, I'll throw them into things, whether it's an omelet or it's a stew or it's whatever I'm making. And those are very expensive, too. Now, at breakfast here at the Beacon, you have a beautiful buffet breakfast. And one of the items that's typical on an Irish full breakfast is mushrooms.
It is.
And those mushrooms are out by the bushel.
Exactly,
so are they, like, as over-the-top expensive as they are in the U.S., or are they more plentiful and less expensive like the asparagus and the olives and the artichokes are in Spain, so that they're, you know, very economical here?
The mushroom, we are buying most from the local markets because they're growing very much season. It's no season for the mushroom here, which is, I agree with you, because I have experience from Malaysia. it is very, the button mushroom, they're selling like a gold, right, or diamond or sometimes, yeah, they say this is a season. But I didn't found this here because they have a good season for a whole year. They get the mushrooms. So I didn't think so that it's a very
so
costly,
very economical.
Everybody's, yeah, and then no problem with right. that. But asparagus, yes, it is a little bit high
Where
and low.
Where do you get your asparagus from?
It's compared, especially in Europe. So we see it locally. Our local suppliers, mm-hmm, they're grown in the locally. And also, if you are running out, as you said, like a biquette from the Holland or Spain, they depend on the weather.
Spanish asparagus is fabulous.
So all these kind of depend on the. But most of the items we are trying to get from locally, which is our suppliers, is more local suppliers buying items.
And just about every restaurant that we go to in Ireland and in Northern Ireland has on the menu as a source of pride where their produce, where their fish, where their beef, where their lamb is coming from, and the name of the farm.
Yes.
And the farmer who's raising the crops and the livestock and pork and other items. And today that's so important, especially when we're talking about Asian food. I really don't want shrimp that comes from Japanese waters.
And, absolutely.
There's still, while people will tell you how safe it is, I'm not completely convinced that those fish that swim in waters where Fukushima happened don't glow in the dark and aren't going to make me glow in the dark.
Absolutely,
so,
yes.
I feel much more confident when I read this comes from here and this comes from there, fine, then I will ingest it.
It is. So you can see the menu. We're saying this, these are origins. We are telling the origins of Irish beef. Or local things, even we are doing like a daily special, even from here where we are sitting now from the Sandyford, you can be in the Wicklow Mountains.
Right,
so
in no time.
Yeah, so we can call the Wicklow lamb there, spring lamb or,
right.
So we have a local kind of I'm very strongly playing with the local butchers, not the meat from out from the country, it's the local butchers. Because more confidence, the local people, they have more confidence, their own products, and then...
And it's also great for the economy of Ireland, which could
Is helping each other, So, yes, it is very true. All my items of food, especially in the meat, is all the local products, yes.
Son, what's your first memory?
In Ireland.
No, don't anticipate. Your first memory in a kitchen where you cook something. Your very first memory.
The first things in my life, I start cook from my grandmother, which is, I believe, that time my mom was sick. It was admitted in a hospital. I have four brothers, and I just finished school. And then my grandmother.
How old were you?
That time I was 14. The first things I'm doing, hot soup, hot spicy Indian soups, very simple things.
Oh, the kind that makes your forehead perspire.
Exactly. It's made from
I know that soup.
Yeah, it's made from the ginger, garlics, and the cumin.
Wow.
And curry leaf. Maybe you heard about the Indian curry leaf.
Oh, yeah.
So, and some dry chili and turmeric powder. That's all he playing part. And tamarind juice.
Yeah, that'll make your hair stand
yes.
up.
So
and if you don't have any hair, it'll grow some for you.
But that's me. That's the first one, yes. And then second things, and then slowly after my school and 18 years, and then I start joining in hotels and work like a day and night. As a hotel.
And that was where? In Malaysia?
In Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And one of the guy, he's a Chinese chef, Mr. Ho, I still remember, he's the first man pulled me, asked me put this jacket on. They said, come on, I get you this. I bring you up. You work hard. You need to do something for yourself. But honestly, I don't know what's the cooking like before. Once I joined.
Is Mr. Ho still alive, do you think?
He's still in. I will say he's my master. He's my master. He's still alive. He's still in Malaysia. We still keep in touch, yes. Yes, from his enthusiastic, yes, I am here now.
Mr. Ho sounds like he's Chinese.
It is, yeah.
It's not easy for people who are Chinese in Malaysia.
Sorry?
I from what I know from experience, it is not easy for people who are Chinese in Malaysia.
Malaysia, we have three national people from China and Indian origins and Chinese origins and local origins and Indonesian origins, all of them. But the chef I'm telling you is a coffee house chef. I'm not in the fine dining chef. He's more in the coffee house chef. So from there, I start as a basic stuff, come from the main kitchens. And then, so basic start, I'm from there. And then slowly, I went to the main kitchens and then start learning all the European dishes. And then I slowly went to the gamanges. They call all the cold starters, you know, cold food, you know, this kind of a stuff. And that's 5 years. And then I've got a chance, move to American restaurants. They call Yankees.
In Malaysia.
In Malaysia. Damn Yankee. Yankee.
Damn Yankee restaurants in Malaysia. You got to love it.
But it's not anymore there. And that's very good experience. They're trained by the Americans. And the totally different European standard and an American. Then it common like ribs, real ribs.
Serious
you can see
ribs.
The serious ribs. Then when you see the burger, yes, it is a serious burger. The, you know, steaks, you know, you really T-bone steaks. Not like 180 gram of this, so we're talking about like ounce of steak. So, yes, it is my experience to start from there, mostly in Malaysia.
Stay with me. We're going to go off and talk some more about being here at the Beacon Hotel. Thank you so much, San, for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
We'll
Thank
be right back.
Much.
This is Stephanie Abrams. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all seven continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go COLLETTE.com. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national National Health Care Alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I always have wonderful surprises for you. And we've just finished up visiting at the Beacon in Sandyford in County Dublin. And by the magic of all technical objects in the universe, we're now in Galway. Wasn't that quick? You listened to a commercial and we moved a two-hour drive away. And we are now at Glenlow Abbey in Bushy Park in County Galway, just outside of Galway town. I was pleased to have the opportunity to be at the Scow Christmas party of the Galway Scow chapter for all of you Scowleagues out there. You missed the party. It was great. For those of you listening for the first time, Scow is an international organization of travel professionals. And I do my best when I'm traveling to see if there's a local Scow meeting going on, so I get to meet all the folks that are local. At this event, they invited a young lady named Amy Banks to sing, and she was magnificently wonderful. Amy represented Ireland in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And she is quite a talent, and I thought, she lives in Galway, and I thought it would be fun if I could get her to come with her mom, Allison, to visit us here at Glenlow Abbey, and I have her with us. Thank you for making this effort to come and join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You are amazing. You brought tears to my eyes, and you are 13?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When did you start singing?
Well, when I was about six, I was always listening to music around the house. It was all over the house. And I started listening to Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of the Angels. And one Sunday we were at Mass and I went up to the priest and I asked him, could I sing? And from then on, it just developed from there.
So you were singing at church?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. If I went up to the priest and said, can I sing? He'd be forced to say, only if a miracle happens here. What did you sing in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest?
I sang my own song, which is called Relt an na Mara, or Star of the Sea in English. I wrote it in our national language, Irish, and it was just an amazing experience.
Wow. And how did you get into the contest? How did you get to be the Irish representative?
Well, we heard about it through another competition that I was in, and you put in for it, and you went through two heats, which you sang two songs that you have learned yourself. And then from then, you had to write your own song and sing
wow.
it if you made it through to the live finals.
That's quite an imposition, because you can have singing talent and not have one shred of capability when it comes to composition. That's, you know, that's really pushing the envelope there. Bravo to you. So
you.
Where was the Junior Eurovision contest? Where did you have to travel to for that?
We went to Bulgaria.
Oh, wow.
Because they came second in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest last year, so it went to them.
Wow. And so wherever the winner is, that's where the next...
Yeah, but Italy didn't want to hold it in their country, so they Bulgaria took
what
it.
What genius made that decision? Oh my goodness. I mean, how many people do you think went to Bulgaria who probably never would have gone to Bulgaria otherwise because of the Junior Eurovision contest, you know, the contestants, their families? How many would you guess?
Thousands, really.
Thousands. Would Italy? Boy, that's bold thinking. Wow. 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 Well, hoteliers all over Italy are crying hearing that. A sad story. So what was your impression of Bulgaria?
It was lovely. It was lovely. Everyone was so, they were all just so nice. They were all so friendly.
And where were you? What city?
Sofia? We were in Sofia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, but the pictures of the place are terrific. Mm. Did you get to enjoy it at all? Or you were just
yeah.
wrapped up in the contest all day?
No, we actually got to look around a bit. We were able to go into town on tours, and we went on tours with the other contestants, so it was lovely.
Okay. Well, you know, I heard you sing at the SCAL event at the Mayrick Hotel in Galway. Those of you who know Galway, it used to be the Great Southern. And they did a beautiful job with their ballroom, their banquet room. And, you know, you got up there as a gorgeous teenager and opened your mouth and became an amazing opera star, which just blew me away. I don't remember which song it was, because you did three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them brought tears to my eyes. So just thinking about it brings tears to my eyes. I'm going to ask you if you wouldn't mind to sing a cappella here in one of the drawing rooms at Glenlow Abbey in Galway, and we'll see where we go from there. You may be singing us out of this hour, and the next hour we're going off to talk with the executive chef here, and you're going to enjoy that one, people. So, all right, here we go. We're just going to suit up. All right, you want to stand up? Okay, here we go. A cappella, this is Amy Banks, future amazing singing star.
O mio babbino caro, mi piace bello, bello, v'andar in porta rossa, a comperar l'anello, si si ci si la ma sento
Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.